It's the Afternoon Jams 98.5. Got some celebrities in the building. Rihanna Campbell from Culture Fest. How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
All right. S. Dot, I get to meet you, man.
What's happening?
Man, you are that dude, man.
Man, I'm trying to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just trying to, like, just do the best I can do while I'm here on this earth, you know?
Wow. We count down to Culture Fest. Rihanna, what's coming up on this year's Culture Fest?
All right. So, Culture Fest Orlando is, I'm going to say, one of the biggest music, art, and food festivals to hit Central Florida this year. And we're going to continue to keep building it each year. The festival is really centered around the Independent Artists Music Community. And at the end of the day, you know, I feel like independent artists don't get enough shine when it comes to the music industry and it comes to like different performance platforms. So we try to create the biggest platform we can using our resources for these independent artists to come out honestly and give us, you know, the best show that they can. And it's not just artists from Central Florida. We also have artists that fly out. We've had artists fly out from like California, Ohio. So, you know, it's growing.
Yeah. I went there. I came there in 2020 and I liked the vibes and I met some good people like from Tampa and, you know, all over the state. And I'm looking forward to attending this year. Now, I understand that you got S. Dot performing. He on stage, right?
Blessed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The one and only.
One and only.
Any new music, man?
Man, I got a whole album out.
Really?
That it released actually on my birthday, January 31st, called Locomotive. And it was it's a classic. Like, I had a lot of good responses. So, you know, this was a perfect opportunity. Like, Culture Fest is like that stage that you envision having like a huge performance,
right?
That counts.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And like with the music that I have, like, for the culture, no pun intended.
Right.
I mean, it could be. That's a bar.
Right.
Like, I'm just excited. Like, right. Overly excited.
When we say Culture Fest, what do we mean, Oriana?
All types of cultures just blended together in a community-oriented event. So it comes down to, like, not just the music component, but creative culture. So we have the art exhibit that's going to feature local painters. So I have, like, live paintings. We're going to have a custom guitar exhibit on display from a local music center. Some different painters are going to come out. They're going to have their paint on display. It's going to be so many different things. We're blessed with some amazing DJs that are going to be spinning through the entire day. So it's going to be a lot of different, you know, elements when it comes to culture, down to food, different types of food trucks. So we're going to have Caribbean food trucks, Italian food trucks, Greek food trucks.
All right.
You know, a little bit of everything.
Anything for the RBG, red, black, and green folks? That's me.
A little bit of something.
Any black power going on over there?
A little bit of everything.
Fists in the air, afros, no, yeah. Fists in the air.
A little bit of everything.
That's good. Now, how do artists sign up to perform, or is you already full?
So we have one more week left of artist submissions. So, you know, if you're hearing this, whenever you hear this, you know, go to the website, weareculturefest.com, and where you'll see the link to sign up for artists if you would like to submit your music to perform. We also have artist media passes are available because this is a artist experience. We have different components of the festival that we're gonna play up for the artists.
Okay.
So we have an artist lounge area where they'll be able to come out and get like live interviews from different media outlets that are gonna, you know, be coming out. So it's a lot of things that'll be available for artists even if you can't perform.
Wow. So just talk about your new music, man. I know we got, you know, you got Black and Proud. We've been playing that, played the video up in Michigan.
Yeah.
Anything similar to that, man? The conscious side?
Yeah, this is actually with this album, it's more about just like having fun. You know,
okay.
It's more about like
living good.
Huh? Yeah. Like, you know, like how can I provide a vibe to you?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? On the album, the first song is dedicated to my baby. I just had a baby December 1st.
Congratulations, bro.
Thank you. And I found a way, like a creative way to like just express how much she means to me by like taking her heartbeat.
Mm.
And I had my producer like make a beat around it. You know what I'm saying? It brought a lot of tears to a lot of eyes.
Right.
but on this show, on this lineup, like it's a lot of high energy. You know, let me get you out your seat, you know what I'm saying, so you don't forget,
right,
you know, this event, you know what I mean, because
right.
Like I'm not looking to just perform. I'm looking to be like, okay, when's the next Culture Fest?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I definitely got to be there. The people that missed it, man, like, you don't want to miss this.
No, you don't. Yeah, you don't.
You do not want to miss this show.
Ariana, so do you perform? What do you do?
Me? Yeah. No, I'm the curator, so I put the thing together.
Okay.
You know, I'm connecting all the pieces to create this experience for the community to come out, for families to come out with their kids, come out, just have a good time, enjoy some performances, you know, get out the house, have a good time, connect with people. That's really like the bottom line of Culture Fest is like, get out the house and enjoy culture.
Yeah, get out the house, enjoy culture, enjoy your people, enjoy your history. It's Juneteenth weekend.
It's Juneteenth weekend. Woo! There's so much stuff going on.
Thank God. You know, they made it a holiday now, so now white folks are celebrating Juneteenth. So don't be fooled now. I mean, don't be fooled.
Do we get to call out of work? Yeah. Can we call out of work?
Right. Yeah, it's a holiday. It is a holiday now, and so you're going to find stores doing special, Juneteenth specials, you know what I mean, sales going on, but let's not forget what's at the reality of Juneteenth, that our people had been free and didn't know they were free. They was down in Galveston, Texas, still working until the horses came and that ride came in 1865 and let them know, hey, they won the war, the North won, it's over, And even though we were free then, we still haven't really been free in these United States of America. Mm-hmm. When you think about the black man and the white man being equal, it hasn't happened yet. Yeah. So we can celebrate, but we still got a long way to go.
Long way to go.
Yeah. Long way to go.
Fight isn't over.
It isn't over. So people, go to the website. Go to the website, weareculturefest.com. Anybody else you want to acknowledge? You got any sponsors? You know what I mean? Anybody's helping you out behind the scene? I know you got security over here. You got to shout him out.
No, that's our performing artist.
Oh, he's performing too. Okay.
Yes, let's talk.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's get him on the scene too. We got two artists in the
building. He's doing like security though.
Yeah, I thought he was your security for real. I thought he's watching your back. Okay.
Yeah. All right. What's going on, everybody? Ori for president. Definitely Ori for president.
So, what's your name, boss?
My name is Jacquel.
Jacquel. Mm-hmm. So, what do you do? You sing?
Yes. So, I do a little bit of singing, writing, inspirational speaking. Yeah, just all about, like, elevating people.
Okay.
Using sound and frequency.
All right. How can people find you? Are you on IG? I'm sure you're on IG and all.
Yeah, you can find me on IG at I Make Soul Music. Okay. I make soul music, yeah.
So you really sing?
Oh, yeah.
No auto-tunes?
No, I can't stand auto-tune, brother. Oh, wow. Yeah. No, everything is natural. I mean, because you got to think, back when they were using music to heal people, they used natural sounds.
Exactly.
You know, like, they used to use instruments and put it to certain parts in your spine and align you and heal you in certain ways naturally. So, trying to go back to that.
Wow. Describe your set then.
So my set is, I definitely make music to inspire people.
Okay.
You mentioned like Juneteenth, how they didn't know that they were free.
Right.
How many of our brothers and sisters even now don't know that they free?
There you go.
Don't know that they can't quit that job and start that dream, or
that part.
You know, don't know that they can change themselves or develop themselves or heal from all of that past childhood hurt. You know, like, yes. A lot of us don't know that we free.
Yes.
So it's about getting you to that point of freedom and inspiration, allowing you to see the best version of yourself. You know, like Culture Fest, like, you know, you're going to be able to see your community in a beautiful light.
Exactly.
And, you know, and in the midst of everything that's going on nowadays, you know, it's nice for you to see a reflection of yourself and your community in a beautiful space for you to relate and share in that camaraderie and joy, you know?
Wow, I'm excited. You know what I liked about Culture Fest when I went in 2020 is that the artists were supporting each other.
Oh, mm-hmm.
They was all gathering around the stage. Like, oh yeah, S-Dot, get ready to come on stage. You know, everybody mm-hmm. get to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, and I'm an OG in the game, you really don't see that a lot. It's mm-hmm. always these people like, I'm the best. It's about me. It's about my crew. But Culture Fest is a unified force
mm-hmm.
of collective groups and minds coming together.
Yeah.
And that is something to be proud of, because in reality, if we all can emulate a Culture Fest in our community, we would be dominant.
Well, absolutely.
That's deep.
Absolutely. I mean, love is powerful, man. Love is powerful. And I think that, you know, it's because the Orlando music scene, there was so much uniqueness.
Right.
And, you know, each individual artist is its own unique self. And with you being your own unique self comes a certain level of self-love. And then when you love yourself, it's easier to love your brother or your sister. You know, it's easier for you to love your neighbor when you love yourself.
There you go.
So that's what we get when we get, when we see the Orlando music community, we see that, you know, right. Everybody loves themselves. Therefore, it's easy for us to love each other. And it's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing. Before we go, I got to get something from you, man. Give me your top five singers, dead or alive, since you're a singer. Regardless, what genre, I don't care.
Okay, country, right, rock, this is, whatever. This is like random. Yeah. First thing that comes to my mind is Donny Hathaway.
Whoa, all right.
Yeah, Donny do things to you.
Yeah.
Donny, and then second, I would say Prince.
Okay.
All right. Luther Vandross. Okay, I'm on three, four. I want to say Maxwell.
Okay.
I feel like Maxwell.
He was just here?
Yeah.
No, he was coming. He's in Tampa. All right.
Yeah, okay. Five. I got one more. One more that just like rocked the house. David Ruffin.
Okay. Temptation.
Yeah.
You come from old school household.
Yeah.
Saturday mornings cleaning.
Yeah.
Listen to some old school R&B. Okay, what about your Oriana? What you got? Give me your top five dead or alive. I'm not gonna put you in a box.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you
hip hop. Okay.
I'm gonna give you R&B and whatever. That's artist period.
50 Cent.
Oh, 50 Cent.
Trey Songz.
Okay.
You want to meet him, don't you?
I'm gonna definitely have to, you know, gotta throw Beyonce in there.
All right.
And honestly, Cardi B is the GOAT, so I'm gonna throw her up there too.
Okay.
And I left out Lauryn Hill.
I left out
so many good ones. I wanted to, you know, keep a little mix.
And it come at the end of the list, right? Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, like, dang, I left out Marvin Gaye. Yeah,
Exactly. S-Dot, you want to get your five? You got five, man?
Yeah.
You got five hip-hop? Okay,
yeah.
Don't mind. Go ahead, take the mic. Give us five hip-hop, dead or alive.
Top five, I'd have to say Kendrick, J. Cole, Anderson .Paak. People don't know him, but Donnell Jones.
Yeah, no, Donnell Jones. I don't know him. He'd been to my house in Michigan, Donnell Jones. Yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yes.
And Loaded Lux. He's a battle rapper and definitely like someone that he says something that like is instilled with me. Mm-hmm. He said, rewind, find, it's more to find.
Mm.
If you get it the first time, it's worth only that one listen.
Wow.
But, you know what I'm saying? If you can do something that's impactful.
Right.
And it's even more impactful the second time around.
Right. Change. What's his name again?
Loaded Lux.
I'm about to find out. I'm about to research that. Yeah. All right, family. June the 18th. Mark that down on your calendar at Festival Park. It's 2911 East Robinson Street on Lando. It's Culture Fest going down. Event starts at 12. And the lights goes off whenever the lights go off. No? Whenever they shut them off.
Yeah, 9 p.m. they're shutting us down. 9 p.m. they're shutting us down. We still have vendor spaces available. We have two sponsorship opportunities open to the public as well. So, you know, we are culturefest.com if you would like to be a part of it. We also have volunteer opportunities. If not, please come out and enjoy the vibes.
There you go, family. Back to more music. It's the Afternoon Jams.